welcome to Thriving as a Physician, the podcast that teaches you to thrive in your weight loss and life while juggling a packed physician schedule, because you deserve to thrive. Each week, I share sustainable, enjoyable tools that work in your busy life so that you can reach all of your goals faster with more confidence. Everything in this podcast is backed by my experience as an obesity medicine physician, years of coaching physicians on weight loss and eating, and my own personal weight loss journey. Let's get thriving. This podcast contains general educational information on weight loss for physicians. I am not providing medical advice, and listening to this podcast does not create a physician-patient relationship. This podcast does not replace the need for consultation with a licensed professional, and no information should be relied upon unless you have obtained specific advice or treatment from myself or another physician. Please review the terms and conditions located at www.weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca before continuing. Welcome to episode 277 of the Thriving as a Physician podcast, How to Lose Weight and Love Your Life. I'm your host, Siobhan Key. Thank you so much for joining me. I got to tell you, just as I was starting to record, I just put my puppy outside while he's recording, and I'm in the basement, and I look up, and he's just intently staring at me, which made me laugh. He's very, very attached to me, which is lovely at times, but I think he finds it hard when he can't be next to me. So today, we are going to be talking about what is the missing question. What is the biggest question that I see after years of doing this work, years of helping physicians with their own weight and managing it in my life, transforming what managing my weight feels like in my own life? What is the missing question that we were never taught? We're going to talk about that today. I'm going to share it with you. Before we get into that, though, I mentioned this last week on the podcast. I have fun stuff planned for March. I am offering a whole month of free binge eating support. So if you are a physician who struggles with binge eating, if you identify with binge eating, then you will want to get in on this. What this means is that you will have my support through a combination of live sessions where we're going to walk through things like how to understand your binge eating and the things that you need to know about it to be able to start feeling more in control and starting to recover. Where do you focus? Where are some practical places to focus in your day and in your life to start feeling like you have a handle on your binges so that they start becoming less frequent? You start to notice that you recover faster. And then how to avoid common pitfalls. There are pitfalls I see every single person with binge eating get into over and over again. And we're going to talk about those and how to avoid them so that your journey is easier. So you'll have access to three different sessions covering those topics, all for free. Plus, you'll get pep talks and tips delivered from me throughout the week to help you stay focused. Because what the goal here is over the course of the month, you're not going to cure binge eating in a month. Let's be really clear. But I'm going to give you the information to really start to feel better about your binge eating so you feel like you are more in control. You feel more empowered in your ability to start to recover from binge eating, to start to stabilize it. And I think in the course of a month, you will notice changes to your binge eating. It won't disappear likely, but you will probably feel like maybe the binges aren't happening as often. You feel a little bit better during a binge. You recover a little bit easier. All of these are very, very important parts of recovery when it comes to binge eating. So if you want in on this, and I encourage you to get in on this, head over to weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca/binge. That'll give you an opportunity to sign up, get put on the list so that you can come to these live sessions. The first session is this week on Thursday, the week that this episode is released. So you want to get in there, get signed up today so that you can come join me. The beauty of these sessions is they're live. I'm going to teach you everything I've learned over these years, really effective tools, really life-changing approaches when you've struggled with this your whole life. And you also get to ask me questions. I'm going to be there so you can get your questions answered. You can actually get my personal support. So that's weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca/binge. Make sure you sign up. Come join us. It's going to be fun. I think this 1 month could really change your life. Just as an aside, this is obviously not medical treatment for binge eating disorder. This is a program for educational purposes using coaching techniques. I think it's just important to note that when we're talking about binge eating and recovering from it. All right, I can't wait to see you in there. Today, we're going to talk about the question nobody taught us to ask. When it comes to weight loss, yes, but also in the rest of your life. And if you start asking this one question, it's going to change your life. You will feel so much better in anything that you're doing. And I want you to think about how we approach things. You decide, I want to do this, or I need to do this, and you do it, right? As physicians, we're actually very good at taking action and getting ourselves to do things, even when they're uncomfortable. That's been trained into us. And so we just do it, right? You think, well, somebody says, hey, you need to see some more patients this week. All right, you just do it. That is important to a point. The problem is when we spend our entire life, okay, I need to do that. I just need to do it. I don't care how I do it exactly, as long as it gets done. It has a cost to you. And especially when we start thinking about this in terms of your weight journey, thinking solely about how do I get from A to B with no regard of what's in the middle will have a cost to you. It's going to make your journey, your weight journey, sticking to your healthy eating feel pretty horrible. And we've been there. We have all felt pretty horrible in these journeys, right? You go on a diet, you work really, really hard to stick to your diet. It takes a ton of effort. You wish you could be eating other stuff, but you don't feel you can. You don't really like the stuff that you're eating. Plus, it takes a ton of work to get it all prepared for you. And then you're making two different meals at night for you and the kids. And you try to keep going because you think that is the path to getting to your goals. And guess what? It's not sustainable. You can't keep it going. And when I say it like that, I really hope you're hearing how ridiculous it is that we think we should be able to keep that going. Of course we can't keep that going. Nobody wants to do hard stuff that they don't want to do that makes them feel like they're missing out on the stuff they actually want to do for a long time. The missing question here, the thing that nobody taught us we could ask, is what experience do I want to have? I love this question. When I'm talking to a physician who has applied to Thrive Academy, this is one of the questions I ask. And it often is like I broke their brain a little bit because they have never asked themselves that. What experience do I want? Yes, I want to lose 50 pounds. Yes, I want to stop binge eating. Yes, I want to be able to walk through the doctor's lounge and not feel like I have to grab for whatever treat is there. We've never asked ourselves, what experience do I want to have while I'm reaching that goal? The thing here is we're actually kind of taught that the experience is a default thing. The experience comes with what goal you're doing. Well, if you want to lose weight, it's going to feel hard and you're probably going to feel restricted and you're going to have to deprive yourself of stuff you like. And that's just the way it is, right? That's a classic diet mentality that we've been taught. And it's a pile of bullshit. I got to tell you, it's not true. And yet we perpetuate it over and over and over and over again. We've done it how many times? Like, think for yourself, how many diets have you been on where you assumed the experience was default? And I think deeper down, honestly, there's a belief that we, because of the guilt we feel about the fact we have weight and all the societal messaging about the fact we have weight, we feel like we don't deserve to choose our experience. If the experience is hard, well, that's just because we never should have ended up here in the first place, right? There's that disordered type thinking that if it's there for you, it's totally fine. It makes sense, but it's been handed to us. And just because it's been handed to us does not mean it's true. And what ends up happening when we feel like the experience is just default, when we feel like there's no choice, we end up doing shitty stuff that we don't want to do. We resent it. We hate it. But we also feel stuck, feeling like we have to continue doing it that way. And I'm using examples from eating and weight because I think this is really revolutionary when you start thinking this way about your eating and weight journey. But this happens in our days too. Like, as a doctor, how often do you think you're actually in control of the experience you have in your day when you show up and there's a certain number of consults or a certain number of patients booked on your day sheet? Do you ever think that you actually can control the experience that you're having? Most likely not for most of you. You've probably never even considered it. And so again, that experience of the day of working as a physician becomes default. It feels like all the different things that stress us out, like all the fit-ins, the interruptions, the different demands, the paperwork, the administrative burden, not getting your notes done on time, all of that is just a default that we then have to figure out how to manage. And what I'm saying here is all of this, if we can tip it on its head, turn it totally upside down and be like, actually, I'm going to decide what I want my experience of my day, of my eating, of my weight loss journey, of getting myself to exercise, whatever goal it is that you're working on, I'm going to decide how I want that to go. And I will make decisions from that place. It completely changes everything. So think about it as an example. Let's use the weight loss example because it's so visceral. And we all have such deep memories of doing it the regular way, having no say over what the experience is. And I'm going to share my personal example because I really think I did this before I knew what this was. Before I was coaching, back when I was just really struggling with my eating, I started to realize, okay, things have to change. Like I have been trying the same things over and over again, and I'm still like gaining weight, and I'm still really struggling with making healthy eating choices and feeling in control of my eating. And so I started to think, okay, what can I do to make this actually work better for me? And really that was a question about what experience do I want to have? I realized, you know what? Things that make me write stuff down aren't working for me. I was, you know, doing Emerge, doing obstetrics call, two small kids, all of the things back then. And I honestly didn't have the mental capacity to stop and write stuff down. And so every time I was dependent on that, I felt like I failed. And so I had to start looking at the experience. And really what I decided is I don't want to write stuff down. I don't want to feel that I have to do that to be successful. So I started to figure out, okay, if I'm not writing stuff down, what's that going to look like? How do I need to approach this? And it led me to be like, also, I really like to eat good food. I don't want to feel any time I've had experiences where I feel like I have to eat crappy, boring food in order to be successful in weight loss. There comes a time where I'm like, yeah, I don't actually care about that anymore. I just want to eat something that tastes good. And when I started to be like, okay, if I want my experience of managing my weight long-term is I'm going to really enjoy the food I'm eating, that made me then go off in a different direction of finding recipes, of empowering myself to really look for the alternatives that were going to work for my body, but also taste really good and that I would be excited to be eating. It really changed the whole journey when I started asking this. And if we think about sustainability, because really, we are all wanting sustainable change, right? We don't want to put a whole bunch of work in to have change happen for a couple months and then just end up right back where we were. And we've done that. That's happened lots to all of us. What we want is to put some effort in, feel more in control, feel like we've created real change in our lives and have it continue on. And I think when we think about it that way, then yes, we have to think about what experience we want to have because we will be doing this for the rest of your life. This is not a short-term journey that we just hang in there and, you know, force ourselves to just stick to the open quote, close quote program that we don't actually like and we don't want to do because you have to continue what you're doing. And if we think, if I start making decisions about what I'm doing to manage my eating, my weight, how I want my days to go from the place of what experience do I want to have? And I start creating that experience because experiences are created. They are not default. We get to create them, curate them, craft them, whatever sounds good, manifest them, if you like that word. We get to create the ones we want. When you are focused on creating the experience you want while working towards your goal, what that means is it naturally will be more sustainable because you'll hit that goal in an experience that feels good to you, that is already feeling sustainable. And when we focus on the experience and think about what experience do I want to have as the first thing, we naturally weed out all of the shitty, horrible stuff that you don't actually want to do. It becomes this beautiful filter that will keep all the stuff. So you don't even have to wade through the crappy stuff you don't want to do in order to get to the experience you want. When you start asking this question and you start from this place, all of that kind of just disappears. Let me show you how. So how you do this, how you approach this is anytime that you have a goal, instead of thinking, okay, how do I do this? Or maybe another thought we might all have is, what do I need to do to get there? Those types of thoughts are going to be focused on just do anything at any cost to get you to the end zone. It doesn't matter how you do it, what it feels like to do it, just get to the end. But it's faulty thinking because it's assuming the end is the end and that you can stop when you get there. And that's what I was saying earlier is no, you can't stop when you get there. If you stop when you get there, you regain the weight. If this is a weight example. So instead, when you pick a goal and you're like, okay, yeah, I would like to lose 60 pounds. If you're somebody who has a larger amount, the next question should be, what do I want my experience to be as I work on losing 60 pounds? Now your brain may break. You may like be like, blah, and it may stop altogether and like do a reboot. And all of that is fine. It's just because we have never asked ourselves these questions. We have been disempowered in our journeys and told we had no control. And we were lucky if we even made progress, let alone decide how we want to feel while we make progress. And all of that is just diet mentality stuff that is not going to help you on this journey. What will help you on this journey is spending some time thinking, what do I want it to feel like? Consider, while you're doing this, consider feelings you may never have thought possible, because our realm of what we think is possible, especially when it comes to weight loss, is influenced so much from all the weight stigma, weight bias that we've experienced, the diet mentality that we've been through, that we've internalized, your beliefs of what is possible, about what your experience could be in your weight journey, are probably a fraction of what actually is possible. And so consider feelings you never thought possible. I like to, if I'm talking to a physician and I can tell I broke their brain and they're like, totally don't even know where to go with that question, I offer them a magic wand. I say, magic wand time, you don't need to know how. If you had a magic wand and you could choose a feeling you wanted to have as you went through this journey, what would it be? Don't need to know how. At this point, you do not need to know if it's possible. You just choose the feeling. What do you want the experience to be? For me, in most of my journey, it's been, I want it to feel easy. And that's actually not even like, we're talking about these experiences like they're a bit luxurious and they can feel that way for sure. But actually, some of them are necessary. Right? Like as a physician, as a mom, I actually need my weight management journey to feel simple, easy, second nature. If it doesn't feel that way, I can't do it on most of my weeks. And I imagine the same is true for you. So easy, enjoyable, fun, spontaneous. These have all been different words and experiences I've focused on over the years. Other ones that I hear from other physicians are light, confident, grounded, pleasurable, luxurious, abundant. Think of all these words and how, like, classically, we don't think these apply to losing weight and managing your eating, right? But what if they did? Play with them and find the ones that really resonate with you, where you feel excited on the inside and you're like, whoo, it could feel like that? Really? Wow. What would it be like if it felt like that? That's when you know you're onto one. It's okay if it takes you a bit to figure this step out. You're asking a question you've never asked yourself before. And as you've heard through my example, mine's changed over time. And that's okay too. It's okay that it changes. It's okay that it takes time to figure it out. Just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not worth doing. This little bit of hard, if you stick with it, it's going to save you so much hard and resentment and frustration and all those other feelings in the future. So ask yourself, set a goal, but then ask yourself, what experience do I want to have? consider feelings you never even thought possible. So you may have some ideas come up and then be like, okay, if I felt like that, what would that be like? Play with them, try them on, almost like you're going into a change room and you're trying on different stuff. Picture what it would be like approaching your journey from that feeling. You may find other ones come up. Now, the other thing that you can do here, because sometimes some of these experiences are reaches, meaning they're not ones that you associate with the goal that you're working on at all. So like fun, spontaneous, abundant are not experiences that you would associate with losing weight at all. So sometimes you're like, yeah, I want it to feel like that. And then when you bring it into the weight loss realm, you're like, your brain's like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't figure out how to make those two things work. And again, that's okay. If that happens, that's okay. Something you can do is you can be like, okay, where in my life do I already have these experiences? Where have I had these experiences in the past? Connect with those and then see if you can copy and paste. So picture yourself in that place where you've had that experience before, picture yourself having that experience, and then just mentally be like, copy that experience and then picture pasting it onto the weight journey and imagine what it would look like that way. These visualizations are important because by visualizing the journey and attaching these new experiences to it, you are creating new neural pathways that have never existed, especially if I broke your brain when I asked you this question. These neural pathways haven't existed. We're creating new ones, and visualization can be a really good way to start getting the pathways connected. And then as you actually do it in your life with a focus on keeping these experiences, creating these experiences, you will build more of these neural pathways. So I've been doing this long enough. There was definitely huge chunks of my life where I would never have thought managing my weight would feel easy, enjoyable, abundant, that I could be spontaneous or all these other words. And yet now I've been doing it well long enough that I'm like, of course it can feel that way. And the reason why I feel that way is I've practiced it enough that I have a whole new set of neural pathways. And so it feels natural to think in that direction. When you first start, it will not feel natural, and that's okay. You're literally changing your brain when you are trying to really change something on a foundational level like this. So copy and paste, that can be a very powerful tool. You can try that. Like if you're working on your journey and you're like, oh, I lost that experience, I'm having a hard time believing it can be possible, go back to the previous experience, copy and paste. If you personally don't have a previous experience that you can borrow from, if you really can't find one, another option would be thinking, okay, what would somebody who had this experience, like picturing somebody else having that experience of whatever your words are, and then try and copy and paste that onto you. Be like, borrow what I'm picturing somebody else would feel, paste it onto myself. What would it be like for me to feel this? And then paste it onto what would it be like for me to feel this while working on my weight? A really important piece of all this is a foundational belief that for any issue you are having, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of ways you could approach it that will work. You get to decide the ones that work best for you, that feel the best. This is a big difference because most of us have gone through our life working on our eating and weight or working as a physician thinking there's the one way that, you know, our clinic days have to look one way because that's the way it's always been done. In order to make this tool work, we need to actually open up ourselves and believe that there are hundreds, thousands of options we could choose. There is not one way. And this is true. If you have a hard time believing it, borrowed from my experience of spending years working with people on eating and weight, I've talked to so many people about their experiences that I know that there are so many options. The reason why we don't see all the options is because we've been telling ourselves there's only one right way. And we've been going through our lives searching with a filter for what is the one right way. We hear something, we think it's the right, one right way. We decide to do it because we think it's the one right way to get to our goal. We forget to look at what's that experience going to be like. Or we notice the experience and we're like, well, that's going to be tough, but we do it anyways because we think it's the one right way. There is no one right way. Hundreds, thousands, of options you could do for anything. No matter how big your issue feels, no matter how long it's been there for, no matter how beyond help you feel you are, every single thing, so many different options you could do. Working on that belief is really important for the next step, because the next step is you are going to use your chosen experience as a filter. So you will be like, okay, let's say enjoyable. I'm trying to think of what word we want to use as our example here. Let's just say like pleasurable, because it's not a word we associate with weight loss usually. So if that's your experience, you're like, I really want to enjoy my weight loss journey. I want it to feel good. I want it to feel pleasurable. Then what you're going to do is, as you're thinking about, okay, I have this goal. I want to reach that goal, but I also want to really enjoy myself during the journey. I want to feel it to feel pleasurable, to be in the journey, not just pleasure when I reach that goal. Now you have a filter. So if you're like, okay, well, I think I'm going to do some elaborate diet that means you don't get to eat any food and it's all prepackaged stuff, then you'd use your filter and you're like, okay, that might get me to that goal. Is that going to be enjoyable and pleasurable for me? And you might look at it and you're like, no, actually, that's not going to be enjoyable and pleasurable. So then we don't even start, because there's no point in putting energy into something because it's not going to actually be sustainable long term. And then you'd be like, all right, maybe I'm going to go vegan and maybe that's going to get me to my goal. And you ask yourself, okay, would it be enjoyable and pleasurable for me to be vegan? Maybe yes, maybe no. Everybody's going to have a different answer, right? If yes, go for it. Give it a try. If no, move on. Look for something else, because there are hundreds and thousands of other options that you could do. Any question that comes up, you hear somebody doing something on Facebook and you're like, oh, maybe I should do that too. Look, they seem to have lost a lot of weight. You ask yourself, all right, is that going to be enjoyable and pleasurable for me? If those are your words, you use your filter. If yes, look into it some more. If no, it's just a no and you don't even have to spend more time thinking about it. You're just like, no, not for me. Might've worked for them. Doesn't work for me. And that's okay. It is okay that certain things will not work for you. Doesn't mean anything about you. Again, I think we take it so personally because we've been told it's a personal thing. When things don't work for us, we assume it's our issue and it's something wrong with us. Not true. You are amazing. You can do amazing things, whatever you put your mind to it. And you can do them in a way that you enjoy the experience. And what that means is that there will be things that don't work for you, and that's okay. They were never going to work for you. They were never meant for you. They might work for somebody else, and that's great if it does, but it is also equally great if you recognize it will not work for me. It simplifies your decisions if you're like, yeah, not for me. You don't even have to spend the mental energy thinking about that anymore. You'd be like, yeah, I looked at that. It doesn't fit my filters. Not right now, at least. Down the road, like, you can revisit some of these decisions. Some of them will just be a hard no. You're like, no, never going to do that. It just doesn't fit this filter. Other ones you might be like, not right now. Doesn't fit my life. Down the road, you could be like, doesn't fit the filters that I have now for the experience I want. Maybe some things will change. Maybe things will still be like, yeah, no, not for me. Just not for me. Your experience is so important, and you deserve to have really enjoyable experiences that make you feel good as a human being, no matter what goals you're working on. Everything I've talked about, I've used weight and eating examples mainly. You can do the same for work. Like, you can be like, all right, yes, I am working in my clinic, or yes, I'm on call. What experience do I want to have? I know that I will have, like, the realities of being a physician in an office or a physician on call. There are certain realities, but you can start being like, how could I create the experience that I actually want to have given these realities? And you will never come up with any solutions unless you start asking questions like this. If we just assume the experience of being on call is a default, it will always be that way. When you can start empowering yourself and being like, how could I create a different experience even though I'm on call, even though I'll get interrupted, even though I might not sleep, how could I create a different experience? Just by asking that question, your brain's going to start finding you different answers and different things that you could try out and play with. And when you learn that you actually can control your experiences no matter what you're doing, man, it changes your whole day. It means you become an individual who doesn't settle for doing things in a way that doesn't feel good, for doing things in a way that takes away from your enjoyment of your life. You become an individual who can do big stuff, can do amazing things every day, and also make sure that the way you do those things adds to your life. All right? Think about that. I'd love to hear questions. Send them to me, info@weightsolutionsforphysicians.ca. Love to hear your thoughts. Come find me over on social media if you haven't already, at Dr. Siobhan Key. That's at DrSiobhanKey on both Facebook and Instagram. And I have a free Facebook group for physicians only where I post extra tips and tools and videos. And it's really just a good place to have more support and accountability while you're working on approaching your eating and weight from a different place. If you'd like to come join us over there, head over to Facebook, search for Thriving as a Physician and request access. All right. Have a fantastic day, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.